Prairie Grains Conference is where we're at. Always love coming to this one. Ice Show is another good one to come to. That show always lives up to its name, and it seems always around the 10th of December, we get a storm. And it did impact the attendance a little bit yesterday, but today's the big day where we've got the trade show and a lot of annual meetings, and the soybean growers and the grain growers, along with the Minnesota Association of Wheat Growers. And we are joined by the president of MOG right now, Kevin Leiser, Fertile Minnesota. Good to see you, Kevin.
Good to see you too, Mick.
Thank you for coming on the radio. And you took the gavel when?
2 years ago, at our next meeting come January, we transitioning off, and Austin Germolius will be taking over as president. So
okay.
I'm pretty much at about the end of my term.
You're what do they call that person at the end of the term?
I'll be past president or whatever.
And relieved a little bit, or has it been a fun run?
It's been a fun run, but the president's thing, you go to a whole lot of things or events and stuff that people just, they want the president there. They don't want the other one. So there's a lot of work that goes involved in being president, going to D.C., going to the Minnesota State Legislature and talking with our Ag Commissioner Tom Peterson. And Tom's gotten to be a really good friend, actually. So it's amazing how many friends you make in this industry.
Yeah. Was he here today?
He was going to be here today, and we ended up doing it Zoom because he had trouble getting up here, and then he had to get back right away, and he was worried about the roads. But he did. Yeah. We didn't have it set up so you could take questions, but he did give us a report right away this morning.
Okay, yeah, because I haven't seen him. I kind of forgot that he was supposed to be here.
Yeah, I have never met an ag commissioner that is at so many events. I mean, he's a guy that puts in work, more work than any ag commissioner I can think of.
He's everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah, and so I interviewed the assistant ag commissioner, can't remember his name at the moment, but he's a good one. So I said, we've got the greatest ag commissioner around because he's always on the road, always out there being visible, always able to do things. That means somebody's got to stay home and do the work. And I said, and here he is, the assistant ag commissioner. So tell us a little bit about your farm there in Fertile, Minnesota.
I farm with my brother. I got two son-in-laws, and my son are starting to come on. My son just graduated last year, so we're kind of in the transitioning phase to let the next generation come and take over. We grow wheat, corn, soybeans, sunflowers. We've had black beans. We tried some canola this year, so we're kind of open for, if I can make money at it, I'll grow almost anything we have. The only thing we haven't done is, way back when we had milk cows, and Dad had just put up a new dairy barn, and he thought if we got it into beets, then he might as well call the undertaker if he's going to do both dairy and beets. So I told him, you picked the wrong one, Dad.
And, you know, a lot of times when the son goes off to college, Dad sells the cows. You know?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened there. When all the free help was gone, the cows went by the wayside.
For sure. Well, Fertile Minnesota, what a great name for a community. How did Fertile get its name? Do you know that story?
There were some people that had come up from Fertile, Iowa, and the name come up with them. So some of the original settlers to Fertile, so that's how it came about.
Okay.
Fertile's sitting right on the sand ridge for the old Lake Agassiz. Mm-hmm. So right to the west, we get right into the Red River Valley land, and it's a fun community. Our community actually is very helpful. We built a golf course there. It was all done by volunteer work, so we got our golf course, and I know a lot of people around the area probably have golfed at the Sandhill River Golf Course, and it's a very nice course, very nice terrain to go on. When they wanted to redo the sports complex, farmers come in with scrapers, and people in town come and help build some of the stuff. And It's a community that just comes together and fixes things. Right now they're putting up a brand new event center out at the fairgrounds, and it's all community support and dollars that do this. So, I mean, we get a ton of support in our community.
A great town with a great name, full of great people. And let me tell the story here that you are one of those great people. The first time you went to Commodity Classic, it was in Orlando, but we flew into Sanford Airport, which is, about 45 miles away from Orlando, because that's where Allegiant flies to. And we got off the plane, and you came up and said, "Hey, we're going to rent a car. Why don't you ride with us?" So thank you very much for that 13 years ago.
Yeah, it was my first time meeting you, and I was like, "Oh, I'm meeting a famous star here." And I'm like, so I said, you said something about you're going to have to find a way there. And I said, "Well, why don't you just hop in with us?" And so that's how I first got to meet you. And it was a fun time. It was my first Commodity Classic, and it's eye-opening. I started out just going Minnesota, learning a few people here. And now through the national, I've been on both the council side and the MOG side. And I go places and I run into so many people I know on the national level, the state level. It's amazing the amount of people you meet. And it's different farmers from different parts of the country. So learning how they farm is just a real eye-opener. A lot of times up here, you know, a lot of the country does no-till because they're short of moisture. And then we're going on the opposite side of the spectrum, where if we went total no-till up here, it's going to be hard to get the ground to warm up and dry out in the spring to get the crop planted on time. So it's kind of fun learning how all the other parts of the country farm, and you get to be friends with a whole lot of people. And the best part is actually when you come back. We go to a national meeting, and you get back there, and you're going to discuss policy and what you might do. And then the best part is you run into all these friends, and it's actually a fun time because of the people that are involved.
Yeah, and I encourage everybody whether you're new to farming or been around farming a long time, not involved in the local soybean growers or corn growers or wheat growers, grain growers, barley growers. Every crop has an organization that goes to bat for you. And I've always said, if you grow the crop, join the club. And your story there should encourage a lot of people to either join the grower organization or get involved.
Well, our organization is run on membership, and we need membership to, first of all, for the monetary part, which helps. But the big thing is with membership, the more members we have, when we go to meet somebody and they ask how many members you got, the more members you got, the more pull you got. So it's not just the monetary part of being a member. It's the pull and the influence you can end up with.
Yeah, because the people who are asking you how many members do you have, they're really asking you, how many votes are out there for me?
Yep, that's what they're doing.
That's what it's all about. All right, well, policy on the state level. What's important in St. Paul for the Minnesota wheat growers?
Right now, there isn't a lot going on. We did depend on our lobbyist, Bruce Clavin, and he will tell us kind of what he thinks will be the big issues. Now, it's a bonding year. It's not the actual setting the budget and everything year, so it's kind of an off year for that, so there's not a lot going on there. We go down there, and a lot of times we're worried about if they want to regulate our fertilizer, how we do it, regulate pesticides, regulate your seed treatment. You know, and they're going down there, and they just hear the word chemical and that and think evil, and they don't realize that this is a lot of it's protection stuff. I mean, if you are sick, are you not going to take something to help you get better? It's the same thing with a lot of this stuff we're using. So
yeah, it prevents the overuse or abuse of some of the pesticides out there. So
a lot of times we're, when we go down there, we're on the defense of stuff. I mean, It was a few years ago, but the nitrogen fertilizer rule is a big win for us. There's some different pesticide things. There's more pesticide things we're working on right now. They weren't letting, I'll get the name wrong, I think it's chlorpyrifos. It's the Lord's ban in that.
Chlorpyrifos, yep. Yeah.
And
even the Ag Commissioner can't pronounce it, so don't worry.
But North Dakota was able to use it on their spring wheat, and Minnesota wasn't last year.
Yeah.
And it's a good tool for certain bugs, and so we're kind of working to see if we can get so we can use that. And it's all kinds of little things like that that come up, and then we go to down there and go to bat. And it's mainly an education thing. A lot of them down there with the legislator or the Senate side, they've never been on a farm. They have no clue what's going on. So it's to educate them. Once you know things, it doesn't seem as bad as when you don't know.
These are exciting times for wheat, as the National Association of Wheat Growers has a new CEO, and the U.S. Wheat Associates has a new president and CEO, Michael Spear. So this is great. Tell us about the new CEO at NOG.
Well, his name is Sam Kiefer. He comes from Pennsylvania. He was with Farm Bureau, and we had a long, drawn-out process to actually get a CEO, but I've met him. We are actually down at NOG strategic planning meeting down in the cities here Monday and Tuesday, and then I had to hurry up back for this. And that's my first time meeting him, and he's real energetic. He's very knowledgeable, and after meeting him, I'm like, yeah, the hiring team, you got this one right, I think. So.
That's super. All right, Kevin Leiser, he is the soon-to-be past president of the, but now still president of the Minnesota Association of Wheat Growers. Thank you very much for the visit. Great to get to know you. And again, thanks for that ride 13 years ago.
You're welcome.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a break. Got markets and more coming up. And then we're back here at Prairie Grains Conference on Ag News 890.